The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian.
And they are
Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian Bea Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas counter.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, your podcast where your three awesome hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi and watch random movies and have loads of fun. I'm your host, Super Marcy, and this is episode 63. Can't believe we're in the 60s. So exciting. Absolutely cool. So, please welcome my two co-hosts, the other Australian portion of the trio of greatness. He is terrible. He is Australian. He is Bea Jermaine. Hello, Bea. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks, Bea. And also welcome to our resident professor, Professor Batch.
Good day.
Good day to our Canadian brother. So,
It's going to be a great show this week.
Yes, I'm very, very excited. And that is because this episode kicks off Trauma Month. Boom.
We all know what that sound signifies. Quality cinema.
It does. Absolute beauty of cinematic masterpieces. Yes, we are doing Trauma Month. So for the next few weeks, we will be watching the Trauma offerings that is on Tubi. However, if you like the Trauma-ness and maybe you're not that familiar with Trauma and you enjoy what you hear and see from us, you can always check out Trauma's special streaming service, Trauma Now, and it is very, very cheap, so I recommend checking that out as well. But Tubi is definitely a good introduction to Trauma as they have some of the bona fide classics. And Batch, what trauma film off Tubi have you chosen for us to watch this week?
Well, since it is Trauma Month, and we got to start it off with the man, the franchise, my boy, one, the only, Toxic Avenger himself, Toxie.
Yeah, boy.
Woo! The one that started it all, the Toxic Avenger.
We're watching The Toxic Avenger. Very excited. I have not seen this film for maybe 15 years.
Well, I watched this film, I believe, for the first time, like, 2 years ago during lockdown, because I believe on Mubi, the classier version of Tubi.
Yes.
they had a whole month of, like, of Trauma films on there, so including Toxic Avenger and some other major ones as well. So that was how I was able to finally watch this movie for the first time. Although, you know, I, like anyone else, I've known about Toxic Avenger since I was a kid, but never saw it until literally 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What do you mean Tubi's not classy?
Yeah.
I mean, Tubi is classy in its own way, but I guess you could say Mubi It's more highbrow cousin.
Oh, okay.
And two... They think... Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, to be fair...
To be fair?
Mubi has just as much booby fair as Tubi.
That is true.
Oh.
Mm, it's just slightly more highbrow, as Beat said.
Yes.
Well, we don't need no highbrow stuff around here. We do movies about rock star aliens and such.
Yes.
Exactly.
And yes, the superhero to end all superheroes, the Toxic Avenger. We will be watching this movie. So, peeps, if you have a copy of The Toxic Avenger, as you would have heard in our intro, you can easily put that on and start the film when we say go and listen with our commentary, and we'll let you know when we have ads on Tubi so you can pause and whatnot, and we'll provide timestamps. Or, as mentioned earlier, if you subscribe to Troma Now, you can watch the film, and I assume it does not have ads. So, guys, are you ready to get all dirty with the Toxic Avenger?
Oh, I've been bored ready.
All right, Bede, count us down to play the movie.
Indeed. In 5, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, let's do this.
It's that Troma theme music again.
Doo-doo. With Uncle Lloyd Kaufman.
I think the Troma theme music should definitely be up there with, like, the 20th Century Fox theme or the Columbia Pictures theme. Just so.
And warning, the Toxic Avenger contains scenes of extreme violence.
No shit.
A Troma team presentation. I don't know why I'm reading all the words on the screen.
I had the fourth movie on Blu-ray. I love Citizen Toxic. He was great.
I think I saw this on video, not video, maybe DVD, I can't remember now. I'm not sure, do I have this in my collection? Because I know, I actually got to meet Uncle Lloyd Kaufman about 10, 11 years ago at a convention. I think it was Supernova here in Melbourne. And I bought a bunch of Troma DVDs and he signed a bunch of them. And I think it was Bloodsucking Freaks. He told me to give it to someone I hate. So I still own it, but that doesn't mean I hate myself.
Look at this fucking nerd.
Well, he is a Melvin.
This is the ultimate nerd movie.
It is.
Fucking nerd, Melvin.
Damn you, Melvin. Oh, look at this muscle guy.
He looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger's like C-grade equivalent.
I want to hang out at this gym, clearly. I mean, they're in their budgie smugglers.
Whoa.
Or thongs.
Whoa!
You need how much for that outfit?
Okay, to be wearing those budgie smugglers at the gym, that's at least another 20 more subscribers.
You heard it here, people. If you want to see Bede in that weird budgie smuggling thong, you better subscribe to Patreon.
with the bandana.
Yes.
I'm actually a little grossed
out. To be fair...
Oh, yeah, booby fair back there, but there's so many close-up shots of just people's anatomy throughout this whole scene as they're working out.
And booty fair, I might add.
It's the 80s, everybody's doing aerobics.
And this is me at aerobics class eating chocolate and chips.
Oh.
And here's this character, this character speaks to Bede.
Indeed.
And I meant Toxie, not the guy getting a massage, because Bede, I don't think he gets sexy massages.
Well, not recently, no.
I mean, I think he's getting a sexy hot tub right there.
Indeed.
Look at that fucking guy! A fucking nerd!
Oh, this guy's definitely me, who keeps going on this fucking guy.
Mm-hmm. And that would probably be me.
Yes. Well, you did wear a bandana once for the show a while back.
Yeah, I do. I am known to rock a bandana.
That guy looks like Corey Feldman. It's weirding me out.
You know what's funny, Marcy? I was thinking the exact same thing.
It's a silent Corey Feldman, which is strangely enough Corey Feldman.
Yeah. I was going to say it's Forey Kelman. Oh my gosh, this dude's definitely going to be up for, like, the best nerd award.
Melvin!
I mean, I work as a cleaner, and this guy would have been fired within 10 minutes of being a cleaner.
Oh!
You can't say that no more. No,
we don't use that word anymore.
Definitely not. We just say, fucking nerd.
We just call them nerds now.
Exactly.
Jeez.
So far, this guy's a hero of the movie.
I mean, is he meant to be? Are we meant to like this dickhead jock guy?
His name is Bozo.
Bozo. Oh, well, apparently clown. I was reading it. Apparently, speaking of
allegedly,
Bozo, I was like, allegedly. where is that trivia I read? Oh, yeah. Apparently, according to IMDb, so this could either be factual or not, during pre-production, Vincent D'Onofrio was actually originally set to play Bozo. Prior to filming, D'Onofrio asked for a slight raise, but instead was fired from the movie and replaced by the actor who plays Bozo.
Well, to be fair, if it's a trauma movie, you have a very specific budget, and if you ask for a dollar more, they can't have you.
No.
Exactly. You got to do trauma for the love of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly,
it's
this
the art.
Clearly, this guy doing his exercise as Bozo, getting a hard dick, he clearly watched too much Pumping Iron with Arnold's, it feels like I'm garming. And I can't do an Arnold, yes. So shut up.
Like
he has no weight going on that weight bench.
Yes.
Booby fair.
Remember back in the day, like in the 80s, when guys wore those shirts that literally had the sleeves cut off?
Yes.
Button up shirts with the sleeves cut off? What's with that?
I don't know.
It's just weird. It's basically like the hillbilly, the suave hillbilly look.
The suave hillbilly look. I'm pretty sure this film needs to be a nominee for Best Fashion for the 2020.
It's up there.
Yeah, for the 2022 Tubi Awards, which we will do in December.
And we're not even 5 minutes into this movie.
I know, and I'm already amazed by all this fashion. I mean, what said it is those budgie smugglers.
Yes. Don't worry, I'm putting this movie down in the costume as a potential nominee right now.
Absolutely. And just in case, I think budgie smuggler is an Australian term. It's when, you're in a Speedo or something, and it looks like there's a little budgie, like a little bird. It looks like that's in his pants.
Oh, fair.
Oh, slug, you're doing it for us all, mate.
Why would any women go out with guys named Slug or Bozo?
I don't know. Wouldn't they rather go out with a Melvin?
Well, maybe not that Melvin, but...
I don't know. Kind of got to feel sorry for Melvin.
Those are some 80s tan lines.
I was going to say, those are some 80s boobs. And this was the first time Melvin has seen boobs.
And this is the first time. He's confused. He has never learned about sex, so he has no idea what's going on. Are you guys doing WWE wrestling?
Yes, they are.
Oh, she's packing heat.
And I think he just jizzed himself.
Well, at least he's got a mop.
And Wild Secret!
Wild Secret!
Finally, they're back!
We missed you.
Back.
We're at 7 minutes 15. 7 minutes 15 with play with pulsation and lie back and enjoy the ride. Oh,
we just had
to
pick the right movie.
That's true.
See, which is also things you could say while watching The Toxic Avenger.
Totally. Feel the release of Toxic Avenger and go to Wild Secrets.
And we're back right about now.
And we're at 7:17. So, yep. Usually we seem to get an ad around 7-8 minutes in.
Well, I'm happy it's Wild Secrets because they haven't been on the show for quite
a while. Oh, I don't like any of these words.
Whoa. So many, he just said four different racial words right there.
Yes, I mean, look, this is a film from 1984. People didn't know better. This movie, I think, purposely set out to be as offensive as possible. And you really got to give it credit for doing that, because it is.
Yeah.
And he is a bad guy, so...
Yeah. He's clearly the villain. I mean, he's drinking and driving. using racial slurs.
Yeah. I mean, just because, like, a character says horrible things like that doesn't mean it's what the filmmakers are thinking. It's
he is no longer the hero of this movie.
No.
Exactly.
And, he's kind of really wanting to kill people, and I don't get it.
Well, it's the game they play of who they can hit.
I mean, this guy thinks he's on Grand Theft Auto right now.
But that car's going really slow.
And why has it got these weird flames on the side?
Because, you know, Marcy, it was the style of the time, putting your pictures of flames on your car.
But what makes it funny is they look like $2 stickers, and I love it.
Yes.
What the hell kind of car? What? Whoa. What? I don't understand. Oh, what is wrong with these people? And they just ran over a kid on a bike.
That stunt person went flying.
That stunt person.
Not done yet.
That stunt person grew from the kid to the stunt person.
Whoa.
Wow.
Not done yet.
Uh-oh. It's gonna get worse.
Oh no, the kid's still alive?
This movie gives zero fucks.
It doesn't. It gives no fucks, and we have to be thankful for that.
Well, that's the thing about Troma, which is the thing that people either love or hate about Troma, is the whole... All Troma films really do
There goes his head.
His head blew up.
Yes.
It got squashed like a watermelon.
It did.
But, with Troma movies, like I said, they kind of loved it or hated it first because, you know, they're very un-PC, they're very violent, they're very mean-spirited, but to be fair,
that's the whole point.
And that's what makes them quite memorable as films.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know it is, right? They have taken Polaroids of the kid they've just killed. I'm guessing Tromaville doesn't really have cops or anything.
Definitely not.
They're very bad police officers, to be honest.
Well, what they don't realize is that the Punisher's coming to visit them next week. Yeah.
Someone needs to tell this guy he's a fucking serial killer.
Oh! I think I figured out a connection between this film and Titanic 2. One of these two girls was one of Shane Van Dyke's many girlfriends on the Titanic 2 that survived and escaped and went to Tromaville.
Or
let's see if either of them survived this movie.
I was going to say, they had a kid, and that kid grew up to be one of the ladies that Shane Van Dyke took on Titanic 2.
So this is maybe set in the future, if that's the case.
Well, no, it's in the past. Because one of their kids would grow up to go on Titanic 2.
Why does he have a garter snake?
I was going to say, why is there a snake? Why is he doing that for?
And that dude's like got so tight lycra.
I don't like that. Oh my gosh, you can see that guy's junk everywhere and I don't like it.
Hey, let's just copy this guy.
It's a good workout, obviously.
I haven't seen a workout like this before, but let's do it anyway.
That's what happens when you have a snake in the pants.
Ew!
Fucking nerd, Melvin.
Oh, but you're supposed to clean the glass. I'll put your fucking snotty nose up against the glass too.
Can you blame Melvin? It's booty fair out here.
Oh. Bozo, the actor who plays Bozo is giving this performance 210%.
He is.
There's turning up to 11 and there's turning up to 23.
Yes.
Oh my. Poor Melvin. Look at that guy in the background with the pudgy smugglers and he's dancing.
No.
What is that?
Look at the girl with the chips and the chocolate bar just macking on that guy.
Yes.
Yes.
There's so many, like, sight gags and background gags.
I can't get over the guy in the background. I'm going to have nightmares about him.
This is, like, the weirdest health club ever. Is this the same health club from, like, Double Trouble?
Can we also...
Whoa.
Oh, she's got a bit of bush going on there. I mean, I wasn't looking.
That was a Christmas Campbell toe if I ever saw it.
Yeah. What we don't realize is, like, you want me to go out with you, but I'm already going out with this mop.
He's allowed to go out with a mop. WWE normalized that.
Moppy.
Work out, have a cigarette. Work out, have a cigarette.
I mean, don't you smoke weed at your health club and work out?
See, if this was something...
No, I want to join this health club.
I think I want to join that.
Meanwhile, back on the streets.
Meanwhile, at the toxic waste transport facility car.
Because Tromaville is built on a toxic waste dump.
Yes. Yeah, they just have, like, toxic shit everywhere.
Well, that's the thing, though. It's going to be easy, like, for... Since this is Trova Month, it's going to be easy for the next few episodes, since all... From what I mean, I haven't seen the movies with the site... Other than one, I haven't seen the other movies that we're watching for this month, but I'm assuming all of them are set in Tromaville, so that'll make things easier.
They're a shared universe.
Like, it's definitely a shared universe, so I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, so it should be easier.
I love how all those barrels of toxic waste, none of them had lids on them.
No.
Oh, booby fair.
Booby fair.
I think we're going to have to create a booby fair category for the Tubi Awards.
I think we really do need a booby fair category.
Yes. Melvin is such a fucking nerd.
The ultimate nerd.
He is the ultimate nerd. He just he really needed the glasses.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he had glasses, he'd be like the biggest nerd in all of
He would have actually out-nerded Ted Raimi from Intruder.
Right now, he's on lock for biggest nerd in the Tubi Awards.
Yes, I'm going to have to create that category right now.
We definitely need biggest nerd. Biggest fucking nerd!
Best biggest fucking nerd.
Oh, let's go to the pool. All right. There's one other little thing. Poor Melvin, because we know what's going to happen.
Poor Melvin. Pink. It's my favorite color.
Oh. I have my pink on. What are they even doing?
This is humiliating. Wait, yes. Here, put on a dress.
God, I forgot how cringy this is. I kind of love it.
Oh, here we go.
Booby fair.
Booby fair.
Those are very 80s tan lines. It looks so funny.
It's weird.
She just has triangles on her boobs.
And it's weird because, like, okay, maybe I'm being slightly pervy right now, but... You know, it's weird actually seeing tan lines on boobs in movies because, it's everyone... You don't see tan lines in movies.
JB, how much for that outfit?
Oh, that's at least another 5 more subscribers.
I think you're doing that for free.
Mind you!
They're just doing blow in the van with the toxic shit.
Yes.
Gotta love it.
It's so...
Melvin?
Am I touching your boob? Oh, wait, that's a light bulb.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Ew.
How did he not realize that was an animal?
Oh, Julie, I thought you had a beard.
Well, apparently Julie was very flip-fairy.
I love they felt the need to put a bikini top on the sheep.
Yeah, because you couldn't tell based on the fur.
Yes.
Ew, that old man's in Budgie Smugglers.
I know. He looks like he's way too old for this health club.
His moose knuckles are totally hanging out.
Ew.
Everyone's moose knuckles are hanging out.
Everyone's everything is hanging out, and I don't know what to do with that.
They're also mean to Melvin, but then again, he is a big fucking nerd.
Yeah, but does he really deserve this much torment?
Well, he's flying out the window.
He just went out the window into the toxic chemicals because they don't have lids.
Thank goodness he landed. It was a perfect landing because if he landed a different way, his back would have been broken.
That is very true. And the guys are just oblivious to what's happening because they're doing so much blow.
Yeah.
Yes. Ew, I got green slime all over me. I'm not supposed to have this happen to me until Saturday.
Well, that's just
a bunch of assholes.
Yes.
They're just so
mean.
Plug
it up, plug it up, plug it up. Oh, wait, wrong movie.
The bullies in this give Stephen King bullies the biggest run for their money.
Indeed.
These bullies make Stephen King bullies look like good people. How's he faking it? He's clearly
covered in toxic waste.
Like morphing into a monster. Yeah.
First of all, the slime eels, that's over that nerd. It's all fake. He ain't turned into a monster. It's all special effects created by Hollywood CGI liberal commie Democrats.
How is that guy on fire?
This cop's on fire.
Ew, a lot of moose knuckles there.
Yeah. I know.
The whole town is there watching this. What is this?
And they're doing nothing.
Nobody's doing a goddamn thing to help Melvin.
No. Do you know what this reminds me of? The planet What's since that? 2020. Oh, ad.
Well, that is true.
Oh, back to Wild Secrets. We're at 1938.
So, do you like seeing people do you like people being set on fire? Well, we have the products for you over at Wild Secrets.
Well, it does go hand in hand with the movie because these people get aroused by all the chaos.
Indeed. We have other products that can make you burn that are made out of fire.
Go to Wild Secrets for the wild in
you. And we're back at 1940.
There you go, everybody. Oh, no, I'm just covered in toxic waste and turning into a mutant creature, but I'm fine.
Well, that's probably the best idea. Go have a swim in the bath.
Oh, he's transforming.
Ew. Oh no, there are bubbles underneath my skin.
One thing I will say about trauma movies too, they do the most with what budget they have.
Oh, absolutely. The practical effects, like, it's so gross.
Oh yeah. And that's another thing too, I guess, if you're if you either love or hate trauma films, is how gross and violent they can be.
I mean, the guy's got a picture of his mum in a love heart next to the bath. I'm a little bit disturbed.
Are you okay? I was about to mention that.
Oh my gosh, I'm going as bald as Bede!
Oh no!
Nobody wants that.
This is what happens when you go into the toxic waste, you just turn into Bede.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is what what's happening to Melvin right now is what happens to he who shall not be named whenever Louise Lass's name is mentioned.
Oh, very much so.
This is probably the most epic transformation scene in all of cinema. And
yeah.
Toxie is such a good hero because he wears a tutu, and I like that.
Exactly.
I love this. It's so good. It's just done in, like, negative.
Toxie's very body positive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Melvin.
Aw, he did!
Not the type of puberty he was expecting, but still.
His little tutu. It's great. Did he also, like, become, like, 5 times taller?
Yes.
No pissing between these times.
Look at these gang members.
That guy stole the wig from Ninja Terminator.
Oh my gosh, it is the same wig.
The LA Wars have not been kind to this area of town.
I don't blame him for stealing the wig. It is a cool wig.
Yes. I mean, that's what happened to the wig from the henchman from Ninja Terminator. He threw the wig away and this guy found it.
Yeah, see, everything it actually just lines up.
See, we've been going really good with phase two of this show because all of our movies have been linking together extremely well.
Yeah, we don't need no multiverse of madness. We have the Tubiverse of brilliant cinema.
Exactly. See, I'm a bit annoyed that this beat cop isn't Irish.
Yeah, you figure he'd be like really Irish, like half drunk.
Ah, hoity toity toity, beaten with potatoes and oddy cigarettes.
Is everyone just an arsehole in Tromaville?
Pretty much.
So Tromaville literally is the planet Earth from 2020 onwards.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Mm. See, this movie predicted the future.
It did.
And also, like, you can see why there's barely any cops in this town, because they get the shit kicked out of them by gang members.
Yeah. And gang members who steal costumes and wigs from other movies, like, dude.
Exactly. See, it'd be good if, like, the Punisher just showed up right about now. Because he's still in New York taking out gang members, why not come over to Tromaville?
I know, where's our crossover?
I do have to say that it's a very progressive gang.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, you don't say the F word.
Well, yeah, maybe you don't say the F word.
Maybe not that progressive.
No.
Exactly.
I mean, unless they're like talking about bundles of wood, I don't think that's what they meant. Oh my god, they're going to shoot his dick off.
Oh, they're going to do it.
What is this? Nope. Oh, wait, it's Toxie! Oh.
There we go.
It's Toxie! Woo! It's Swamp Thing! Oh, wait, wrong character.
Swamp Thing same and Toxie idea, would be BFFs.
Yes.
He ripped his hair off.
His wig fell off!
There goes the wig! He, like, breaks his hand. Is this the ultimate, like, bullied nerd gets revenge movie?
It really is.
They also, another link, even though we kind of linked it back to Terminator 2, but since we're picking up little links that feature in other past movies from Phase 2, the same sludge that turned Toxie into what he is the same kind of concoction that Dr. Arcane was using to create his mutant monster.
Yeah, I think they're definitely connected.
And also the Goldfish Man from Batwoman.
Yeah.
Yes.
We love Goldfish Man. I reckon Goldfish Man and Toxie should have teamed up. Oh, there go his eyeballs.
There goes his eyes. He did a Fulci on him.
It's a Fulci film. Yep.
Yes.
Whee!
Whoa!
Woohoo! Get him, Toxie.
Even though this is like a violent scene, there's so many cartoonish moments throughout all of it.
Yeah, but it's awesome because they deserve it. And I love his...
Oh, my balls! You're punching him!
He took lessons from WWE. Seriously.
Yes.
I love how he still has his mop.
Can either one of you guys create Toxie on the new WWE game?
I can try.
I'm sure somebody has already.
There might be one to download and just play as. That's true.
Yes.
I'm gonna mop you with my just vigilante justice.
Yes. when Toxie meant he was gonna clean up crime, this is ridiculous.
No, don't say the F word! Don't say the F word!
Well, they're the bad guys, so that means we are supposed to hate them.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear it. It's mean.
Yeah, well that is true.
Rescue him, Toxie. Oh, Where'd that voice come from?
The best ADR ever.
I love it.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that his voice or like his inner monologue?
No, it's his voice.
I suddenly sound like very sophisticated person.
Somehow, not only did that toxic ways turn Melvin into a monster, but it also made him sound very proper.
It turned him into a suave monster.
Well, that is true.
What is this guy's accent? I'm going to walk around with a big badge that just says press. I love yes. it. It's brilliant.
Do that around the next Comic-Con you go to.
Yes.
Yes.
We will yes. totally do that, but while wearing 2B Tuesdays t-shirts.
Yes.
We don't want to know about your running with Toxic Avenger. Where are the pictures of Spider-Man?
He's a menace.
Wait, that guy was the mayor? Well, makes sense.
I think so.
That's why I was getting a massage by like 3-4 women.
Yeah.
Look at that guy's comb over. And that guy's. How much for that comb over, Bede?
That's at least another 2 subscribers.
Why does he look like John Candy?
He does. He's the Tromaville John Candy.
He is.
Handle that hair.
The comb over.
Well, we so far got 3 potential categories. Biggest fucking nerd, best fashion, best dubbing because of, like, Toxie's voiceover, and now best hair.
Best hair.
Oh, no, we need we need best comb over.
Yes.
I think best hair, best comb over, best hairs, that would cover best hair.
I know, but I just, there's so many comb overs in just this one scene.
Yes.
Where's his mom?
If I just walk. If I keep walking around here, no one will notice me.
Oh, is
now,
it,
here's an interesting...
This is so... I hate this because it's just so gross.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, I cut you off.
That's all right. I was going to say, like, an interesting bit of trivia, and this is the very top bit of trivia on this movie, but I don't know if this is actually true or not. Apparently, like, Marissa Tomei has an uncredited extra part in this film, and you actually see her, but every time I see the picture of the actress that says, oh yeah, that's Marissa Tomei, it doesn't really look like her. I don't know if it's like she's actually in this movie or not. It's never been 100% confirmed.
Booby fair, by the way.
Yes. Oh, I'm just gonna do this in the shower block. Oh, sorry, the the sauna.
Has that guy changed his outfit?
No.
No, it's still the same, like, sleeveless shirt.
No, he's wearing the same costume. Is this the bit where she gets aroused by the fucking Polaroids of the dead kid?
I'm not sure.
Because I do remember that, and I was like, ugh.
Melvin, I told you not to go out last night. Melvin, you look better than you did yesterday.
I don't know. Who's the better mother? Melvin's bum or LL?
That was a good question.
LL would unconditionally love Melvin for whatever he looked like.
Well, that is true. Even if he went around and murdered people.
No, I was going to say, as long as she thought he was innocent of murdering people.
That is true. Yeah.
She wouldn't believe it even if she saw it.
Yeah. Oh, he has to go live at the rubbish tip. With the, it's the sad theme from the Toxic Avenger.
Yes.
No, it's like a lumberjack now.
Yes. What'd you say? Because, like, pretty much, like, when people think of Trova, like, the Toxic Avenger is, like, you know, like, was the film that kind of made the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that Toxie is basically, like, the Mickey Mouse, like, the face of Trova?
Oh, yeah.
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 Toxie, Kabuki Man, some of the other movies will do.
Oh, Booby Fair again.
Very Booby Fair. I think Toxie is definitely, like, the big icon. But I think Troma have, like, so many sort of cult classic films that, like, you don't necessarily automatically always think of Toxic Avenger, but it's probably right there anyway. Well, that's contaminated, but a valuable waterfront property.
And this movie goes into the very serious subject of corruption.
Well, yeah.
A lot of them do.
Because we know that these rich prick people are dickheads.
Indeed.
Do you know who this guy is?
Who's that?
Do you know who, like, he totally reminds me of? He's Clive Palmer.
Oh my gosh, it is. And he's back once again. Fucking Clive Palmer.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Meanwhile. We're at the Mexican place. Such an original title for a restaurant. Ew!
Yeah.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh, wait. He had alcohol down his pants. I thought it was
touching. Yeah, but still, why would...
Ew, why has that guy got jizz all over his face?
No, not the dog. Oh, yeah, this is the love interest, who's a blind girl who falls in love with Toxie.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally fine, though, because she can't see him.
And yes, we did come from the set of the Warriors to be in this movie.
That guy's been in a lot of stuff. I can't remember what his name is, but he's played a bad guy like in a lot of like TV shows.
Mm. What is this?
Don't they realize it's even though they got face paint and all that on, people are still gonna recognize them?
Well, they're telling everyone their name.
Exactly.
Why would you want to hold up this place? Like, clearly they're not raking in the cash.
Mind you, all the workers at this restaurant are a hard 15.
Totally.
I am so confused with this guy's outfit. I don't get it.
This dude would look like he would be in the WWE. How'd you like to have this hot
tamale shoved down your throat? You're threatening a baby. Go away.
Or he looks like he's a villain in a side-scrolling fighting game.
Yes. You like video games, teeny
boppers? Your mom give you quarters for video games? Oh my god.
My favorite game is Dick Dug. Hey, this one's cute, Frank.
Look how cute he is, Frank. What
would you like to wear makeup like me?
What are they doing?
Oh, now he's smearing his makeup.
Is
that Brandon Ralph back there? Hey, that's Brandon Ralph. Oh, no. We'll give you our money if you want money. Oh, wait, sorry. That's Ralph Macchio.
I was going to say, that looks more like Ralph Macchio's cousin.
Yes. That's the Trobo quote.
Why did you shoot him for? He had one day left to retirement.
Indeed.
Takes him 20 minutes to die.
Meanwhile, the manager of this restaurant is like, great, we got some new meat for dinner tonight.
Ew. Oi.
No.
Don't shoot the dog. Are you sure she's blind, Frank?
Yeah, the bitch is blind. I would love it if she just, like, killed them all Daredevil style.
No, not the dog. Leave the dog alone.
Don't shoot the dog.
Oh no, no!
He
no!
shot the dog.
They just shot the dog.
Yeah, these guys need to die. Dude.
Yep. You're beyond fucked now, dickheads.
Oh, they fucked now. But then again, I'm like, Toxie, where are you?
Yeah, where is Toxie?
Toxie's gonna show up, then it's gonna be fuck this shit o'clock.
Yeah, hurry up, Toxie, we're waiting. Oi!
No.
What would you be doing this for? No!
This is a very evil man.
Oh, I don't like the use of cornhole either. That's just wrong.
Wait a minute. Wait for it.
Here he is.
Oh, here we go. Finally!
Do you know what these wankers remind me of?
Who's that?
These wankers remind me of, like, the villains from a Death Wish movie.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Oh, his arm fell off.
His arm fell off.
He just disarmed him.
Literally.
I like how it took...
took him 5 minutes to notice. He smacks him with it.
Here, I'll beat you with your wanking arm. Here we go. Whee! I like how all of a sudden, like, even though...
Yeah.
Like, Toxie knows martial arts.
Well, of course he does.
Whoa! Great choreography.
He didn't mop those floors not to learn martial arts, babe.
Yeah, like, you know, wax on, wax off.
Mm-hmm.
Whee!
More like floor wax on, floor wax off.
Yeah.
Toxie is the hero we all need. Why does he sound like a lion growling?
I do love that this movie, for no apparent reason, like, everyone knows martial arts. And that's glorious.
Where'd he get the nunchucks? Where did they come from?
Wee!
Just kick in the face.
Exactly.
I can't wait to see what this Toxic Avenger remake is going to be.
Yeah, ooh. Isn't Peter Dinklage in it? Or Cass?
Yeah, I think I thought he was Melvin.
Yeah, who's he meant to be? Do we know much about it?
Apparently he is playing both Melvin and the Toxic Avenger.
Oh, okay.
It'll be curious to see how it's done.
Gagging.
Can I order a bunch of fries?
We're a taco joint.
Well, it is Taco Tuesdays.
Taco Tuesday continues. Oh. Here, have some milk.
That's jizz, B.
Ew.
Well, it is.
Marcy, that's gross even for you.
And that's
the milkshake.
He's making a milkshake.
He's making a milkshake, but he doesn't realize that this bad guy's actually lactose intolerant.
Oh, no.
That's what makes it worse.
Yes.
That's not good. That's not okay. I don't approve. So much
cheese. Gotta make that Sunday. Oh. Hey, excuse me, Toxie. You're supposed to, like, mash it all together before
death.
You put all the...
Death by stuff. Milkshake machine.
Milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
That's how they make the milkshakes.
Deep fried hands. Toxie just really...
Does not give a fuck.
Nope.
Don't fry these hands. I still need to use them.
See, Toxie really is the hero we need.
Why does that dude who's on the floor, the worker, look like Kevin Bacon?
I don't know.
Like a nerdy Kevin Bacon.
Well, he's getting bacon fried fingers.
Yes.
This is not the fried chicken I wanted in my movie.
No.
Mm-mm. Dude's thinking, my hands! I mean, they smell good, but still, my hands! Gotta put him inside the pizza oven.
Well, we kind of had it coming.
Well, that is true.
I just love how...
See, I will give...
Sorry, you go.
I was gonna say, I gotta give this movie credit, because we saw the bad guys being full-on evil, like, full-on over-the-top evil, and I like that their deaths are even more over-the-top. This is like, yeah, these guys deserve the worst deaths possible.
I love Toxie's, like, growling.
Hey, it's all right.
It's just an awesome voice.
Well, your dog's still kind of half alive.
That dog was only pretending to die. The dog's probably thinking, I'm not only pretending to be dead, I don't really like her. Get me out of there.
I never wanted to be a service dog.
I won't hurt you. And he had one day left to retirement.
Everyone in Tromaville has at least one day left till retirement.
And it took them about 20 years to get the cops. Ad. 41:29, and we're on Hello.
It's a Hello Fresh ad.
Hello Fresh.
We haven't had one in a while either.
Me and Mrs. Batch used to do Hello Fresh all the time.
Yeah. Hello Fresh. Hello there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good concept.
Yes.
And, it looks like we're just getting the one ad per ad break, so it's not too bad.
The only problem with HelloFresh is you actually have to physically cook.
Yes. We're back at 41:33, people.
This movie's flying by.
Love theme from Toxic.
Now we're at the love theme, I love it.
I like how, for most part, like, we don't even see Toxie's face. He's, like, literally walking backwards throughout the whole scene.
Oh.
She's got, like, a billion canes.
Whoa!
I don't know why she would need a billion canes.
I don't know. I thought she would maybe have a couple.
She has so many canes, but she doesn't have a Michael cane.
No. And she just got him in the nuts. See, Michael Caine would have totally been in this movie.
He should have started the reboot.
He should have been Toxic Avenger. Looks like I got a strawberry thick shake
over here. Look how these what cops are eating at a crime scene!
What are they doing?
Steamed tacos.
Also, that dude Dan needs a proper shirt. He's like wearing a small shirt and he's like at least an extra large.
How come it took the cops like 50 years to show up?
Well, that's why how long it takes for normal cops to arrive anyway, Marcy, to be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
And poor Kevin Bacon is a stunned beyond belief. Why not? I won't hurt you, Melvin.
It's not bad, it's just that I have a rash. Oh, yes, it is a rash.
He's self-conscious. Yeah.
That is acne. Once you hit puberty, that's what your acne looks like.
I mean, if you look like a monster, it's okay. My cousin was Heather Locklear, and she's her boyfriend's the Swamp Thing.
You know what? Did they use Toxie's face as the mask in Night Killer?
I don't know.
I feel
maybe.
Like that's a thing. I bet you're very strong. Ooh. Definitely ties us be. Back to phase one. You're going to have a lot of good things coming to you in the future.
You're going to become a very important man. Still growling.
He just growls so much. I think that's
hello.
His junk, actually.
That's
oh, he's really moaning now. Sorry. Oops. Monster hero.
His paper spins. His paper spins out of control.
Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen.
I love spinning newspapers in movies.
Oh, it's the best. Garden State
Cerebro Reflex Research Center. Cerebro? Where's Charles Xavier? That's not him.
That's his,
Charles?
That's his poor equivalent.
Science!
First of all, I'm not Charles Xavier.
I don't know why I'm talking like this. This is only kills bad people. I don't get
why
any
is it
of
that
this.
Every, why is it that every scientist in every movie has kind of a German accent?
And why do they have crazy hair? This is why no one believes them.
Oh yeah, by the way, everyone, I got COVID, sorry. Just ignore my sneezing and blowing my nose and everything.
This dude had COVID like 30 years before COVID.
Yes.
Troma predicted everything.
Exactly.
Evil!
Meanwhile, back at the health center.
That guy looks about a Canadian hard 57.
Totally. Mind you, he's,
he's
mind
the drug
you, he's
dealer,
only 18
though.
Years.
Yeah.
Mind you, he's only 18 years old.
Oh, here we go. This is what I thought was gross. I know, the reds are they get so aroused by the dead body on the Polaroids. It's just,
Marcy, don't make fun of, you know, if that's what turns them on, you know, that we can't judge them.
Yeah, but they literally killed a kid, so.
Well, maybe that kid had it coming.
See, it was that guy getting the massages.
Yeah. Good boy, Dennis. Put over there on the table. Bookkeeper will get to it later. Mind you, I'm just getting like a massage while I'm having a ham sandwich. This dude looks like a chubby Tom Savini. This is the second movie in a row we had a Tom Savini lookalike in any of our movies.
Yeah, I don't know. Every week we're getting, like, Tom Savini lookalikes.
We may need to watch a movie that actually has Tom Savini for this show at some point. Oh my gosh!
Not the budgie smugglers again!
Oh my gosh, Clive Palmer's visiting our gym!
Get out of here! He wants us to vote for the United Australian Party, and no one wants to vote for that!
Whoa!
Oh, I've seen this. This is one of those gym fail videos.
Yes.
I popped 14 a little bit for that joke.
Now, you listen here. We're only allowed... This is... You're only allowed one Tom Savini in this club, and you're not him.
That's some, like, Saw-level shit right there.
It's okay, I got it. I'll clean it up.
Love the mop. It's the best touch, just having the mop.
See, you know what Toxie reminds me of in this movie, Marcy? He reminds me of fucking, like, the T-Rex from Tabby and the T-Rex.
Yes.
Literally goes around and murders all the bad guys.
Nonchalantly.
Exactly.
Oh, here we go. She's going to get turned on by the pictures again.
Ew.
Booby fair.
Booby fair with the triangle. The triangle boob tan line. Clearly.
They forgot to give her, like... They forgot to spray tan her boobs that day.
Well, they did. But clearly, the 80s, everyone just wore, like, triangle bikinis and didn't sunbake topless. So.
Indeed.
Mm.
Just flicking the bean in the sauna.
Yeah, she is.
Pretty much if you have anything, just growling. Don't go on that sort.
The growling.
Did I hear growling in here?
Listen, asshole. How many times are you going to pull that Elephant Man joke?
Just once more. Hi.
Oh. Oh my gosh, you're Jason Voorhees. Oh wait, no, not him.
Oh.
Oh, my ass. My
Booby
ass is burning on these rocks!
Booby
fair. Talking about hot cross buns.
Hot ass.
Hot cross buns.
Oh,
he's green. I love it. So funny.
Oh, I haven't peed in 4 years. I thought that was like Dick Miller for a second, but it's not.
Boontang.
Boontang. Is he a pimp?
I thought he was a cowboy.
What do you mean? That totally is David Bowie.
Exactly.
Ew, she's meant to be 12. Ew.
That's a hard Canadian 12 right there.
This isn't Taxi Driver. Jesus Christ. Rawr, rawr. I love it.
See, this is what this movie is. It's Swamp Thing meets Taxi Driver.
It totally is.
What? Isn't this the same alley where he flipped that up?
I was just about to say this is the exact same alley.
They just changed the angle slightly. See, this is Bruno Mathai learned everything from Toxic Avenger.
Exactly.
How to reuse the same thing.
And when that dude had his throat slit just before, he didn't even bother getting out of the way as that knife was coming towards
that
him.
That guy pissed his pants. That's... I love the voice.
The ADR on Toxie is amazing.
It's fucking amazing. It's so beautiful. I love it.
I think this is I'm definitely going to create the best dubbing category for the TV Awards this year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Superman. Oh, no, more kids.
Oh, here's Bozo again with the car.
Oh no, Bozo wants to kill everybody.
And he had like stickers of people he's run over.
Tyson got him.
Just in the nick of time.
Wow.
Young Owen
Wilson. I was going to say, that kid did look like a young Owen Wilson. Newspaper, it's still spinning. Oh, I'm so old. I'll take your groceries, Bab. So he's a friendly monster.
He's
helping out the elderly. Hey, fuck you.
Hey, let me help you.
I'll help you with opening that jar.
He's so kind.
That's not how radiation works.
Oh, by the way, I delivered your baby.
Aw. No, he saved the baby from a tree.
Hey, it's Owen Wilson again.
Oh, wow.
Why was the baby in a tree?
See,
these are the many.
This is the stuff we don't see, like, generally in superhero movies. Just the hero saving people in the town, doing nice gestures, murdering the fuck out of the bad guys. It's brilliant.
Indeed.
Look at that perm. Yeah, well, you're clearly not doing it. Crowded! It's all I heard. Almost all the
criminals. He hasn't. Marcy almost made me do a spit take right there.
Damn it, I wish I made you do one. Do you know what these guys look like? They look like the painting of the dogs playing poker.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Mm. Oh, it's these gang members again.
It's all the people he fucked up ready for revenge, and he's like, yeah, right, mate.
You still can't say that.
No.
Yes, exactly.
You can say asshole.
This dude now looks like he's dressed up as Darkman.
Come on, Toxie, growl them away. You can do this, mate.
He's gonna... Whoa! Wee! Oh! And they just
shot each other. It's like Reservoir Dogs out here. Finger like, fuck you! I mean, someone really needed to clean up Tromaville with how many assholes are in this town.
Exactly.
See, I wish we had Toxie during the pandemic. He could have just fucked up all the dickheads that ruined it for everyone.
Melvin!
That's me, yeah. I'm Melvin.
I'm Melvin.
What up, guys? Here's the love theme from Toxic Avenger again.
Yes.
Aw, there's a picnic. Aw. It's so heartwarming. Why does she always hit him in the nuts?
Well, Melvin, you're beautiful.
Aw.
You're a beautiful person.
Aw.
You're so muscular. It's been too
long. Aw. Aw, that's why he's growling. He really wants it. He's steaming!
He's steaming, literally!
Oh my god, it's like the thing from Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Except they totally blew up. Oh, go Toxie!
What we don't realize is, like, since Toxie was in that toxic waste, he now has free penises.
He does.
Whoa.
What the?
I hope...
Oh, they both have to have a cigarette after, I love it.
I'm going to cook all these eggs. That is a giant.
But you're cooking the shells.
Nom, 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 nom.
He's loving that. Yeah, He's loving those eggs, man.
Man, I want some eggs too.
Come to my armpit.
Oh,
the dog.
Look at the dogs wearing glasses in that picture.
This is love, damn it. They've made a beautiful home together.
Indeed. Although, I gotta say, though, like, it's, you know, like, with the Toxic Avenger being, like, the big main franchise.
I love his dance moves, FYI.
What kind of blows my mind is that the... Pretty
fair!
they also made, like, a Toxic Avenger animated series.
Yes.
They did. Kids.
And I remember watching that show as a kid and even actually having the Toxic Avenger toy as well.
I do have memories of it. I don't know if I watched it, but I remember that was a thing. I kind of want to watch it now. Oh, he's growling again.
Baby fair.
Booty fair. And bird ass. No, he said booty.
How'd you get down under there?
Yeah, you do it.
You teach you that lesson, Melvin.
That lesson is... Well, apparently that woman there is meant to be Marissa Tomei, but it doesn't look like her.
Yeah, I don't think that was her.
No.
Maybe one of those things like people assume is Marissa Tomei, but it's not.
She didn't do anything, so he's like, oh, sorry.
He's a very polite monster when he's not murdering bad guys.
Yeah, but do we blame him for murdering the bad guys?
Never.
See, Showtime base their whole premises of Dexter off Toxie.
Exactly.
He was ahead of his time.
Mm. This influenced so much. It really did. Going up?
I love his voice as an ADR now.
Yeah, I know. What the hell? Why does this look like it's in a submarine? Or Freddy's boiler room?
It's actually at the bottom of the Titanic, too. Ew, rats.
Those are the rats from the Titanic.
Yes. Those damn rats followed me all the way from Titanic, too.
They sure did.
Oh, Shane Van Dyke, where are you? Help me!
He died on the way back to his home planet.
Indeed.
I mean, I don't know. Do 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 do. Rawr, I'm gonna punch through this.
Oh yeah, the animated series, the show was called The Toxic Crusaders, that's what I'm
talking about. Ah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And apparently, if you have Amazon Prime in the US, you can watch it there right now. He sound like Fran Drescher!
He's got the scissors! Wait, why don't we cut to Bozo? Julia's stressing me, Slug.
I can't take it. I cannot take this, Slug. See, Bozo's got an anxiety disorder.
He clearly has some kind of disorder.
Bozo is like, I swear, Bozo's neck is always like this clenched throughout this whole movie. I can see all the veins in his neck.
His neck looks way too thick. It's very bizarre. Oh, that would be
good. Bozo is like the character that got the Al Pacino guy from LA Wars, but dialed up another 10 decibels.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, okay. Why are they bashing up an old woman?
Because it's Tromaville. Was that meant to be like a reference to
Clockwork
kind of like
Orange or something? Yeah, I was thinking that. I'm like, guys aren't droogs. Fuck off. Back to Turning Me On with Wild Secrets.
Do you like to beat up?
5941.
So, do you like beating off the grandmas? Well, we have the product for you here at Wild Secrets.
Beating off or beating up? I don't know.
I didn't want to say beating up because I said beating off.
to grannies.
Because I didn't want to say beating up because it'd be like a little too, a little wrong, so I said it the other way.
Yeah, I was going to say, apparently you want to beat off to grandma. 5943. Come on, Toxie, you gotta murder him.
Take both of them.
See, I like how basically in all these movies where like someone like Toxie or someone else goes after the revenge, they go after the main bad guy
last.
They never do it first. I would say, like, you know what, I want to take up the main one first and then kill everybody else off.
It's kind of more anticlimactic if you did that, I guess.
See, this is ideas we need, Marcy, so cool. Get your projects.
The lovey's just growling while being on top of a car.
The French toxic connection.
Toxic connection.
And I love they actually have a stuntman on the top of the car.
Yeah.
Yes. Whee!
Yeah, well, you know, Slug's getting it right now.
Yeah, but who am I supposed to annoy now as a henchman?
Damn it, Slug!
Alright, here's your driving lesson.
Toxie's gotta murder Bozo like he's, Terry from Blood Rage.
Yes. Whee! Whoa!
Straight into the boxes.
I'm impressed by, I mean, we've as we all know, like, trauma films are very sort of indie, low-budget productions, but I'm impressed what they're, not only were they able to do with, like, the visual effect, the gore and the violence and that, but also just, like, the action set pieces as well. Whee!
They make the most of every dollar there is.
Exactly.
Whee!
Stupid bozo. This tuning all over town like nothing's going on.
This is just a regular Tuesday here in Tromaville.
Yep.
Whoa.
Whee!
Whoa!
Damn it, all these cars had one day left to retirement.
Yeah, one day left to the trash compactor.
The growling, just too much.
Oh, no, kids' playground.
The stop sign in front of the thing.
And Bozo's like, oh, I could take out at least 20 kids at once.
That's 100 points.
Quick,
get out
move
of way,
the kids.
Out of way.
Whee!
He's doing a Thelma and Louise.
Yikes. And Toxie.
Toxie and Bozo.
The Toxie and Bozo show.
Because Toxie will walk away from that, no problem.
Yeah, he's a superhero.
Exactly.
Well, Bozo was horribly murdered.
So he should be. What dickhead. Yeah, you take that, dickhead, the clown.
That car was on fire and Bozo looks like he's been barely burnt.
At least he is somewhat burnt.
Yeah, but he would have been like ash, literally.
Well, probably, but, you know, we need to see something.
Exactly. Well, I guess my work here is done.
I think our subtitles are completely out of sync.
I think so. Yes.
Bozo screaming. Where's the screaming?
What's with that guy's tank top?
Yo-ho, Mr. Wilson. Mrs. Haskell, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Do you like my mo, Mrs. Haskell?
Well,
I'm going to the Tom Savini fan club today.
Not everyone is Tom Savini, Bede.
Oh, actually, he's going to the Tom Savini convention.
It's the lookalike convention.
Yes. There's way too many...
Now that his competition's dead.
Yes.
Now what's I up can with be the sexy cop in the... giving the fines here?
I'm sorry, sir, but there's way too many Tom Savinis in this town. I have to give you a fine.
Why'd he push her?
Stay away from me!
What's his beef with her?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Stay away from me!
I'm so confused. How'd he get there? Oh, no.
What did she ever do to Tom?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, what? Did we miss something?
I think so. Oh my god.
Oh, wait a second. Is this actually Toxie or is this a different Toxie? I mean, it has been a little while since I've seen the movie, so.
I'm confused. Wait, why is he ironing her?
Well, you know you gotta drive, like, dry clean little people, right, Marcy?
That's very mean, Bede.
Mrs. Haskell, what are you doing back there?
Well, it's not my fault that's what the movie's doing.
He's put her in the presser.
My presser's ruined!
I don't...
Newspaper still continues to spin out of control.
Spider-Man a menace.
Spider-Man is still a menace! Maybe that woman was evil. I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe the car crash made Toxie an evil person.
Maybe. Maybe. Does he have amnesia? Does he even realize that he's actually a good guy?
I don't
and
know.
And he just thinks he's...
I don't remember.
Ugh, just walking through this jello.
Yeah, what is
that? Oh, I'm reading over the script.
She's not a fan.
Yep, still a trauma movie.
Yes.
And still very sensual.
as her shirt says.
Mm-hmm.
That script is going to change 10 times before the end of the movie.
Yes.
That is true.
Wait, Toxie's a villain now?
Yeah, I'm very confused.
It's almost like they had an hour of plot and were like, oh shit, we have 20 minutes to go. We've got to think of something. Oh, let's make Toxie a bad guy now.
Yeah, we kill Bozo, so that's kind of like the end of the movie.
It's me, Sarah. Only me.
No.
Only. He sounds like Eeyore. Oh.
It's me.
I'm sad. What have I
done? Man, Toxie has a butt that won't quit. I
think I'm out of control. Oh, here we go.
I'm really the monster hero you've heard about.
Oh. Every day
I go out. Wait, you're a monster?
And he monster mashes people.
I can't stop. You better move back to your apartment. I don't think it's safe for you to be around me.
Oh, so he realizes he can't stop killing now, even after killing the bad guys.
So that's why he killed the innocent lady who probably really wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, he just, like, she just yelled at him and feels like, oh, you're yelling at me? Well, I better kill you now.
Well, maybe she was just a really bad customer at the dry cleaners.
Well, that is true.
We could try it.
Aww.
Do you think I look inconspicuous enough?
It's just like the Ninja Turtles trying to look inconspicuous.
Yes.
Well, you can, but...
Yeah, I mean...
It's frowned upon.
Exactly.
In fact, she was head of an international white slavery...
Well, there you go.
Whoa.
Oh, okay, so she ran a slavery ring.
Ah, interesting. So maybe it's like Toxie thinks he's now killing innocent people, but he's still killing bad
evil people.
And that guy is clearly a Nazi.
Yeah. Now, come on, Marcy. Not so everyone who speaks with a German accent is a Nazi.
He literally said right there.
Oh, well, I missed that part. Is he a menace or a miracle? Is he a menace? I said it from the Daily Bugle. That dude in the background looks like he's going to the Tom Savini convention as well. They're all going to the Tom Savini convention.
They're all going to
it's
the
like Jonah.
Mustache convention. Sorry.
It's like J. Jonah Jameson said.
He doesn't want to be famous. Now make him infamous.
Is that Jeff Goldblum?
Yes. I mean, no.
I swear there's someone among the press that looks like Conan O'Brien.
That's probably because it was. No, I don't know.
Question, sir, why am I in this movie? I have the utmost regard for the chief and his department. As I've said, he is conducting a massive search for the monster right now. I want this thing found, but I want this thing... Nay! The mayor has notified the governor, and he is prepared to give us all the assistance we need. Can we bring out the heavy weapons? Come on, boys. I'd be dead right now. He's got a Band-Aid on his forehead. Just a bit hasty. Lancy, and that dude's comb-over has gotten even more comb-overy. I want every Irish beat cop on the street now!
It's getting really aggro, man.
Yeah, no.
I mean, clearly. Everyone knows Toxie's a legend.
And they have to do something to help him.
He's the hero this town needed.
And little Owen Wilson's there just going like, wow, this ice cream's
great.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. And the police chief. That's right. But why would the mayor, and these kids are like, I don't know what's going on.
No one knows what's going on.
They told us there would be ice cream.
Yes. How come we're in Tromaville that's in New York? How come we're not speaking with New York accents? What are you talking about?
Because it's New Jersey. Tromaville's in New Jersey.
Oh, that is correct. That is true. Oh, well, I suppose now the movie's basically turned into Frankenstein.
Yeah, totally. Yep.
Oh, look at the doggies.
Yeah.
You're so cute.
So now the cops actually want to do their job? Man.
Yes. Wait a minute. Wait a second. This isn't the Tom Savini convention.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on a second. I think I see something. You don't see nothing but a couple of campers humping each other. Come on, let's go home.
I won't be in charge.
I want to go home, man.
The ball game's on.
Whoa, oh, booby fair. Oh,
booby fair.
Bikini fair. Wait, let me see. Oh, God, now they want a perv on her.
How can they not see them right there? The cops are literally, like, 10 feet away.
Yeah, I know. They're, like, right in front of them, but they need the binoculars.
Yes.
That's wonderful. I'll have the National Guard meet us out there in full force.
Mm-hmm. See? Nazi!
Oh, he's doing the Nazi salute!
I told you!
Okay, he is a Nazi.
I told you!
He is a Nazi.
I told you. Evil.
I need your help, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm not John Candy, but I'm a different actor.
He's the Troma equivalent.
He's a really fat Jack Black.
He's Con Jandy.
He's a what now?
Con Jandy.
Capture it.
Wow, I was thinking the very same thing. Yes, capture would be fine.
Sure, yes.
Thank you, Governor. Talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, sir.
See you later. Bye.
Also, make sure to bring pizza.
Now I want pizza. Fuck off.
Gotta call out the tanks.
Where'd they get all this shit? Why didn't they clean up their town before this?
Well, it's the National Guard, so...
they should have brought them out to fix the town before anything happened to Melvin. I'm just saying.
I love the smell of trauma in the morning.
Don't we all?
Oh my god!
They got tanks! How do they afford them?
All those men! Oh, I hope they don't hurt the monster.
They gotta give him a medal, not kill him!
Yeah, everyone. I do speak like up to the monster. Damn it.
Yeah, I like how at least all the, like, the townspeople are like, what the fuck is our government doing? Toxie is, like, a good guy. Why are they wanting to kill him?
Because he's ruining their corruption.
Exactly.
Holy cow! We can't let him die.
No, we can't.
This dude, that dude there, he went to the I was going to say, he went to the, like, the William Shatner School of Acting. What? Let him kill the monster.
How is everyone there?
That was some exquisite
there.
Acting.
Literally, the whole town is there.
And some gang member's like, "Hey, everyone! Everyone's out going looking for Toxie. Let's rob the place."
Yeah, right. Why wouldn't they do that? It'd be a shame if someone let out a really loud fart in this crowd. faces. I'm not making a comment. I wasn't going to make a comment on that.
I was going to say that the bear's hat, like his little helmet thing on top of his head, is way too small for his head.
Mm-hmm.
It's barely fitting the top of his head.
Come on, get the oars. Mr. Mayor, please think of what you're doing. There's an innocent girl in there with him.
Is that cop doing an Irish accent?
I don't
he's
know!
Doing
yes. He's doing an Irish accent.
My life, he doesn't deserve to die. Got up.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, you tell him, Mama.
Even though I disowned him for being a mobster, but still.
He's a good boy.
Silence.
Yes.
Orders have been given.
This literally is Tabby and the T-Rex. The makers of Tabby and the T-Rex watch this movie and be like, we're going to make our own version of Toxic Avenger, but instead of Toxie, it's a T-Rex.
Yeah, probably. Like I said, this movie is so influential, it's ridiculous.
Indeed. Guys, can you leave us alone? We're bagging in here.
No, you're not. You gotta stay here.
No, I can't let you do it. He's a hero. I can't let you do it.
They'll kill you before they kill him.
If you want to shoot my son, you'll have to shoot me first.
They will.
And you have to shoot Kevin Bacon. And you got to shoot Kevin Bacon there too. All right. Well, since I think that these people don't realize this is a trauma movie. They will kill them.
Yeah, I'm thinking they will just shoot everybody.
I guess we're shooting the kids.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I can't shoot. We don't have enough bullets in the budget.
We didn't have any bullets at all.
These aren't even real guns.
That one bullet cost $500.
This guy is like completely lost it now.
Oh yeah.
The Toxie just takes no shit, bro.
Those bullets aren't even hitting him.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going.
Get away from me! Get away from me!
Meanwhile, let's have flashbacks to all the murders that Toxie committed throughout this movie. I'll give you 10%. Anything, just
leave me alone. Yeah, you growl at him, Toxie.
Please don't kill me, Toxie. There's still so many massages haven't had yet.
So many turkey sandwiches to eat while getting those massages.
Yes. Oh! Yeah, his guts ripped out.
Everyone's reaction. Whoa.
And everyone's like, I think we made a mistake of saying Toxie's a hero. He just murdered a guy in front of us.
Yeah, but the mayor was a corrupt piece of shit.
Well, that is true.
Be nice if someone did that to Clive Palmer, but...
Sarah!
Oh, I fell over!
She falls over a lot.
I don't know how I feel, like, they're making fun of a blind person in this movie.
She just falls over a lot. Maybe she's just naturally clumsy.
Well, that is true.
Now everyone's gonna watch him get it on. I mean, what?
Yay! Everyone's been brutally murdered except us!
Well, they all weren't evil bastards.
So now we're gonna get married and we're gonna invite Swamp Thing and Heather Locklear to our wedding.
They could have a double wedding. Peace and
happiness. Yes.
And the next time you're in danger or in need of help, look to the horizon and maybe.
Just maybe. Maybe.
Toxic Avenger will be there.
He better be there.
Yeah, I'm waiting. He needs to save me.
See, Toxic Avenger needs to be here. And coming up next is Class of Nukem High, and as well as Hell Comes to Frogtown, which we already done, a Death Race 2000. I can't read the title of that other one, and I can't read the other one. Oh, Bloodhook is the other one.
Well,
yes,
that is a wrap on our viewing of The Toxic Avenger. What a delightful movie that is.
Tremendous.
I would say, like, even if people are kind of on the fence in terms of, like, whether they when it comes to trauma films, whether they like them or dislike them, I think at least Toxic Avenger is kind of the go-to one if you're looking for at least having a bit of a taste of what trauma is about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if it helps, all the evil bastards in the movie die. So.
Die. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's pretty cool. Yes, so join us next week where we will be watching another trauma film, but we are not going to tell you which one that is. And it's been fabulous to kick off some trauma watching, and hopefully people enjoy what they're listening to. And if you do, hit us up with some feedback, and you can always find us at supermarcy.com and check our link tree for all the links on where you can find the podcast and our socials. You can check that out at linktr.ee/the2btuesdays podcast and just type in the 2B Tuesdays podcast on your podcast player or streaming platform and you'll find us. You can hit subscribe, you can rate us, you can leave us a review, all that good stuff. And if you want to find me personally, I'm on Twitter at twitter.com/supermarcy, or you can follow me on Letterboxd at super_Marcy. Bede, where can people find you?
If people want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeadJermaine or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BeadJermaine. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
And Batch, where can people check you out this week?
You can find me every on the Pop4D Network every Tuesday and Fridays. Tuesdays for Web Tales with me and Mark Chevalier, where we recap all the classic issues of the Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. And on Fridays, it's Avenging Tales, where me and James Simpson do the exact same thing with the Avengers on the Pop4D podcast feed.
Excellent. So be sure to check all that out. And until next time, we'll see you back in Tromaville and on next Tuesday. Ciao, ciao, everybody.
See everybody.
Meet little Melvin. He's a 90-pound weakling. Everyone hated Melvin.
I'm gonna take this mop and shove it down your throat.
They teased him.
I'm gonna do it with you.
Okay.
They taunted him. They tormented him until he had a horrifying accident and fell into a vat of nuclear waste, transforming little Melvin into a hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength. Melvin became the Toxic Avenger, the first superhero born out of nuclear waste. Yes, the muggers and the rapists didn't know what law and order was until the Toxic Avenger came to town.
Holy shit!
I don't know what it was, but it saved my life.
All right, everybody, drop your tacos or I'll blow your brains out.
The vandals and the perverts had their way with the little people of Tromaville until the Toxic Avenger ripped them apart.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.